podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it's time for Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
Golasso!
I don't know why that gets me every time. Is it maybe because I'm very vulnerable in that moment? I'm not quite sure what that is, but it is, in fact, your boy, Gabriel Ramirez. Who? Exactly. And shout out to my night owls that are up doing their thing. What's up with this mic, bro? We can't be out the gate. The mic ain't micing. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, we'll get there. Shout out to all my night owls. The phone lines are open. Let's just get that out the way. 312-644-6767. Tyler Farengall handling producer extraordinaire duties today. Executive producer. We got to give making sure it's big names. He's executive producing today. You know, because then you could say executive producer on here. Right now, you just became an executive producer. You can say you executive produced 6-7 or 104.3 The Score. Because it's me.
Dollar in the bucket right there for the 670.
I know. You should see my wife all the time. She gets me. And I'm like, but baby. She's like, but baby, it still is on 670. And I'm like, no, I know. I see what you're doing. But we're not trying to hear that.
I've caught myself like two or three times about to say it, but I actually haven't said it yet. And I'm surprised.
Smart. It's a smart thing to do. The phone lines are open. Like I said, 312-644-6767. We're looking for our first caller of the day. Something we do on our overnights here on Mondays and on Fridays. Now, usually is light this time of year about what it is you actually want to talk about. But today, it's not light at all. There's so much to talk about. You could talk about let's start small. Let's talk about the Chicago Bears and the stadium situation. Small. You're going to start small right there. Of course, the stadium story is always moving fast. It's getting louder. Indiana pushing its angle. Bears got its response from Chicago in the form of the Park District trying to put out a $630 million vision for Soldier Field. And then we got combine sound from Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson. They all spoke today in Indy. We're going to dig into that in just a little bit because it wasn't just quotes. I felt like, I don't know, kind of tells you how they're trying to build this Bears team and what they're trying to do. And then, of course, if you'd like, you can call in and talk about the Bulls. It is ugly. They lost again tonight 121-112 to the Portland Trail Blazers. Tyler Farengall said, hey, Gabe, look at us. We got the same amount of wins in February as the Chicago Bulls. You're going to hear that a couple times today. But if you're watching it, you kind of know what it is. There's a lot of people that aren't necessarily sure what's going on with these Bulls. It's very simple. They're trying to get as many losses as possible so they can win the lottery. We'll sprinkle Cubs in as well. Of course, reset the mood in the city. Cubs camp is rolling, man. They're breaking records over there at Sloan Park. So clearly there is an optimistic wave through Arizona. And that's going to be an interesting one because people feel good about that. PCA got ranked the second best center fielder in Major League Baseball. We'll dive into that, but that's the show, really. Bears, Bulls, Cubs, and your phone call. So we'll start right there. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Adam out in East Chicago. Adam, first caller of the day, baby. Look at you. And your teacher said you wouldn't be anything, and look at you now. First caller.
Man, I never had a teacher, and I am not from East Chicago. I am from Griffith, Indiana. This is Adam Stitt.
My bad, bro. It says East Chicago here, Papa. You know you with it because you're being real gangster with it. Talk to me about this Sox team, man. I know that's what you really want to get into.
I'm a Cubs fan, so I want to know what do you guys think about the Sox, because we already played once out there in the beautiful Arizona, but they won. Which I thought was funny, but What do you think, man? Do the Sox are they putting it back together? I like to keep my enemies close.
Yeah, that's clearly, Adam. I think the interesting thing, I'm a Sox fan. You know, I get to talk to them, talk about them on CHSN all the time.
Baseball fan is what we are. It ain't, you know.
All right, look, bro, you could be rough over there. You're not gonna be checking me on my show, Adam. I don't think that's how that works, Papa. You know what I'm saying? You could be cool. We could be cool, but you're not gonna be running this. Right. Okay, that's what I got you. So the Sox, I think, you know, it's interesting. Chuck Garfine, Brooke Fletcher, they're two of our sideline reporters. You know, there's a lot of people that think highly of the White Sox offseason moves. Right, it's not just Sir Anthony Dominguez in the bullpen, who's a bona fide closer for the Chicago White Sox. You got Sean Newcomb, who pitched today, somebody that, you know, you got to eat up some innings. And on the offensive side, Mune is going to be a guy who you're going to hear about all season long. It's the first baseman from Japan. He got a lot of power. He just went to go play in the World Baseball Classic, so he left the team for a little bit. But he's a guy who's going to hit a lot of home runs, and the White Sox were able to get him for the low. So him in the lineup obviously says a lot. And then you got some young guys, of course, Edgar Carroll, Kyle Teal, the catchers. They're probably one of the better battering rams in all of baseball when you're thinking about the productivity and what they should amount to this year. Costa Montgomery, dude's a stud. He's going to be playing shortstop. He's, you know, had a really good tail end of the last season, and he's been playing lights out in spring training this year so far. And then you got the guys around them, right? Miguel Vargas, third baseman. That's the guy they got from the Dodgers. They got Chase Meidroff at second. And then the outfield is going to be, you know, a platoon. Nobody necessarily that's crazy because they got rid of Luis Robert Jr. But they got some guys that, you know, they're going to get on base, move the ball over. But they're playing a different style of baseball, right? I think they're trying to play good defense up the middle, just like the Cubs were. Your Cubs, Adam. And pitching, obviously, they got some guys that, you know, they're trying to do what the White Sox do, which is buy low, sell high, right? Get some arms in there that maybe some other teams might not have wanted. Give them an opportunity to start, eat up some innings, so that way come trade deadline, you know, you put yourselves in a position where you can actually, you know, do that. So, Adam, you know, that's your quick White Sox synopsis about what's going on over there with your enemies. Now you can.
I love a comeback story.
I love
a comeback story. You guys are young, and you guys look good, and I like your team. I swear, you guys just beat us in Arizona, and yeah, I'm all about it. I'm not some Sox fan or nothing like that, but
no, I get it.
I love a comeback story.
You're a Scrubs fan.
I'm a Cubs fan.
You're a Scrubs fan. It's all good.
You already know.
So what do you think about your Cubs this year?
I think we're all right, man. We got some pitching going on. It always comes down to whether the people that get paid do their job or they don't.
That's a good one.
You know
one.
What I mean? We you know what I'm saying? We've spent so much money on players, and then what do we do? Turn around and get rid of Schwarber and all our heroes and everybody. So it just everybody do their job. So I'm hoping that's what happens.
Simple as that. All right, Adam from Griffith, not East Chicago. Don't get it twisted out there. He might come find you. Appreciate it for the phone call. All right, we're taking more phone calls, obviously, 312-644-6767. You can get on. Don't be talking rough for me, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can be cool. I'm here for the homies. I'm here for a good conversation. It's trying to run up on me, man. It's not making me feel uncomfortable.
Hey, to be fair, he did say East Chicago when I asked where he's from.
Look at Baby T.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Baby T coming back from behind the glass being like, hey, Adam, watch your mouth. Damn. I'm instigating.
Have I lied to you, Gabe? Maybe once or twice, but
I'm sure what he said was, I'm Adam from Griffith. Don't put East Chicago. And maybe you heard East Chicago.
I could have Adam from East Chicago, boom, right out of the gate.
It's all good. I love it. I love the phone calls. The Midnight Crew is where it's at, man. People been asking me, how you holding up, Gabe? I'm like, tired as hell, obviously. I have to do something, but, you know, the good thing is that I'm here for you guys. And that's the important part. Like, I'm not here to talk for 5 hours straight or play replays. I'm here to give you a sounding board to call in and really just talk about your teams and, you know, what's going on. Like the Bears, let's say, for example. I really think the Bears are going to get the defense wrong. I know I shouldn't say that, but I usually, when I have strong opinions, more often than not, they're right. I got to be honest. Like, Tremaine Edmonds, I said Tremaine Edmonds on the Chicago League. That's the TV show I'm on with David Hall and Rudy Polinsky. on CHSN. I pulled out Tremaine Edmonds from the very beginning, and everybody's like, you're crazy. You're crazy. They need Tremaine Edmonds. TJ Edwards is hurt. Then I said, have you guys ever taken a business class? I'm like, this is business 101. My man's about, you can save $15 million by getting rid of Tremaine Edmonds. And we were even talking about it today on the show, and David Hall was saying how, you know, prior to him getting injured last year, he was on his way to having the best season of his career and to the Pro Bowl. And to that I say, sure. Doesn't mean I want to pay you $15 extra million. I feel like I can get the same level of productivity. When you're thinking about Tremaine Edmonds, let's not forget. The player that typically leads the team in tackles is your linebacker. So when people throw out that stat like, oh, well, he led the team in tackles. Yes, he should. He's the linebacker. He's right in the middle, ready to get any crossing routes, ready to chase down a tight end, a wide receiver screen, or to get any running back out of the backfield. Did Adam call back with some drama? Was that Adam you were talking to back there? Damn, I like it.
No drama, though.
Bring it to the airwaves.
Okay. He said, you're right. I did say East Chicago. Next time he calls in, though, he said I'm Adam from Griffin.
I like it. Yeah, baby T punked Adam from Griffin, Indiana.
Boom.
he said, boom. Hey, I'm telling you, the producers got the street cred over here. No, I'm just playing. Adam is a guy you want on your side, you can just tell. Adam from Griffith, Indiana is, dude, when you're at the bar, somebody's pressing up on you, and you're the calm, wild guy, like that's me. I'd be like, hey, bro, it's all good, bro. It's all good. We don't want no problems. Really deep down inside, I don't want a problem because there's an animal inside of me.
He's going to go to bat for you.
And Adam's going to go to bat for you because he knows. He's like, bro, leave my homie alone, bro. You don't want that. Trust me. I'm telling you right now, bro. Headbutt. Elbow. that's Adam right there.
Two steps back. Yeah. Let him handle business.
Adam calls you up and is like, yo, bro, let's go out tonight. You're like, I don't know, Adam. I don't want to get into a fight today, bro. You might be that guy for me, but I like it. You love guys like that. And he's right. But going back to this Bears situation, again, Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on 104.3 The Score. I think the Bears are going to get this thing wrong on the defensive side. Because let's be very, very honest. I guess you could make an argument that he's been good on that side of the ball, right? Jaquan Brisker, Tyreek Stevenson, Kyler Gordon. But a lot of injuries, right? People haven't necessarily been healthy the entire time. And then on the defensive line, Zach Pickens, Jervon Dexter. I don't know. None of those guys are Pro Bowlers. None of those guys. I mean, Jervon Dexter, they're saying people are making phone calls about him. But I'm curious, when you're thinking about this Bears team, combine's coming up. Free agency's approaching, a couple of names that could be cap casualties, and injuries, right? TJ Edwards and the fibula, Noah Sewell and his Achilles, Tremaine Edmonds and his heart.
No more, it's Chicago.
It's Chicago, shout out DJ Ferris. No, I mean, it'll still exist. But Ryan Pohl said it, right? He laid out what was going to happen at the combine when he said, when you win, you build bonds with people. And that's what makes the business side more difficult. He was talking about Tremaine Edmonds.
When I heard you mention the safety position too, and if you want, I have the clip. There is a direct question from Rich Eisen. Ryan Pohl's on the Rich Eisen show. He asked him, what position do you think you need to address, like, very specifically?
Love it.
Pohl said safety.
Play it.
He mentioned Kevin Byard in the answer. Not Jaquan Brisker.
Let's hear it.
What positions are you willing to share that you think you need to address for the Chicago?
I think the clear one is our safety position. Yeah.
Byard on your radar?
Yeah, all four guys are up. And Kevin is one of the leaders of our team.
Right.
So he's a guy that we're interested in bringing back. And then there's, you know, from there it's a domino effect of what we can and can't do. But we'll start with our own and build up into free agency.
We want Kevin back.
Yeah, but
then cuts off after that.
Hold on. Let's give context here, because we don't want to make this be the poo-poo on Jaquan Brisker thing. Hold on 1 second.
I'm not trying to. I gathered from that cut.
Yeah,
it sounds like they're thinking it's more realistic that Kevin Byard, you were a Chicago Bear in 2026 and beyond. Jaquan Brisker, you're not.
Okay, now let's not forget. Kevin Byard's making around $7.5 million this year.
Yes.
The assumption is that he will make pretty much the same, if not less, if he's going to give the Bears a home team discount. Now, you know Ryan Poles, with the contracts that he's done for Cole Kmet, contracts he's done for DJ Moore, Jalen Johnson, he's willing to give a guy money. Like, he's not afraid to give guys dollars. So, Kevin, what I say that to say is that even though Kevin Byard's 32, going to be 33 next year, you can see them giving him like a two-year, $12 million deal where the AAV is $6 million. You've gotten them for 2 years. What happened?
No, I'm just, can you go over the guys that they've given big money to again? Because I'm thinking.
Sure. Oh, my gosh. I just said Cole Kmet.
Okay.
The extension. DJ Moore.
Okay.
The extension. And Jalen Johnson.
Okay.
The extension. Three guys that
can we add Montez Sweat?
$27 million. Right, but but that wasn't his guy. You know what I mean? Like, he brought in DJ, gave him the extension. After DJ already played for the Bears, so he gave him the money. Where Montez Sweat was a trade, and he's like, I'm trying to sign you. I'm trying to make you a part of my team. Here's this money. I think it's a little different.
I was going from a different spinoff. So all three of those guys that you mentioned, I think Jaquan Brisker could be in a category of his own. The first Ryan Poles drafted player to get a contract extension. Because all those guys that you mentioned were via offseason acquisitions.
Right, offseason acquisitions. But the problem was, and this is the difference between a Kevin Byard and a Jaquan, where, again, Kevin Byard made $7.5 million last year, could make close to $7.5-8 million, depending on if it's like a one-year deal. If he gives the Bears a discount, you get him for two years for $12 million. Now everybody wins. Kevin Byard gets an extra year on his deal. The Bears get some sort of veteran leadership on the back end at the safety position. That all makes sense from a business standpoint. When you're looking at Jaquan Brisker, he only made $1.8 million last year, right? So when I say put it into context, when he's mentioning these players, well, yeah, he can't say he wants Jaquan Brisker back because that will cost him about $15 million. And he knows he's not going to pay that for a Jaquan Brisker. So it's already been understood Jaquan's on his way out. It's cool. He mentioned all four of them, like Elijah Hicks, some of the other guys, or one other guy, Jonathan Owens.
Jonathan Owens, yeah.
Unrestricted free agents. So that whole group is going to need to be shored up. Again, when you're talking about the draft capital that the Bears missed out on by not getting 2 third-round picks from Ian Cunningham, this is why it's such a big deal. Not only because you could replace a safety, you can get a starting safety in the third round. You could also get a starting linebacker in the third round. Could be off-the-ball linebacker, but a linebacker nonetheless. So 2 third-round picks that could potentially be starters for the Chicago Bears team in the upcoming season, you miss out on that. So now your draft capital has to be spent otherwise. And that's why you hear people, they're taking phone calls about Jerron Dexter. Can they get you another second-round pick? Maybe a third, which would be weird. But Tyson Bagent, it's not only the dollars that you're giving Tyson Bagent, but it's also the fact that he could return you a second or third round pick.
And now you think that high?
Tyson Bagent?
For Tyson, I was thinking fifth round pick?
No.
That's crazy.
No.
No disrespect to Bagent, but yeah, quarterback value is...
You wouldn't move on from him for a fifth round pick. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're trying to save dollars. That's the only thing. Like Tyson Bagent, they think very highly of him. Let's not forget, Ben Johnson absorbed Tyson Bagent, then thought so much of him that he told Ryan Poles, yeah, it's okay. Another guy giving dollars out. Ryan Poles loves to give money away. Giving it to Tyson, backup quarterback.
Okay, there's one.
Yeah, and a big one. And now he's like, and look what he's doing with all these guys. With Tyson Bagent, he's like, well, damn, people are calling. I might want to get rid of him. Cole Kmet might be a cap casualty. DJ Moore might be on his way to Vegas in exchange for Max Crosby. So, you know, he's telling you something too. Maybe I made a mistake on these guys that I'm giving money to. And I'm realizing that I got to circle back and get rid of them now.
Well, and I wanted to go back to something that you had mentioned too, because I know we're kind of talking about Ryan Poles for the most part, but when you say you think the Bears will get it wrong defensively,
yes,
are you finger pointing at one person in particular? Is it Ryan Poles?
It's a good
one. Is it Dennis Allen? Like, is there one person in particular that you're looking at to say, I don't know if I trust them with this process.
I think a lot of times we as individuals be like, the man is holding me down. But you can't point to like one person that's the man. And even in this Bears saga with the stadium, you're like, oh, the Bears are tripping. And I'd be like, well, who are the Bears? Because even if you called McCaskey, he'd probably be like, I'm not sure. You know what I mean? So it's like, who are you talking about? So I think when you ask, you know, who's going to get it wrong? I don't think there's an individual. I just think the Bears as a whole. And I think when I say get it wrong, I want to be clear. I know this sounds so stupid. I just mean they're not going to get it right. Right? They're not going to get it right to what I want it to be. So therefore, it'll be wrong.
Like, just not have the right pieces to the puzzle.
Yeah.
Necessarily.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I get what you're saying.
So not that someone's going to do it incorrectly. It's just like, what I want this defense to be, it's not going to be that this year. This defense is 2 years away from being elite. So, you know, this was a defense that, remember, 2 years ago, they were a freaking revolving door. Right? When Justin Fields was asked here, our defense was giving up, or the Bears defense was giving up 30 points a game. It's like Justin Fields has scored like 40 to win. So they're a far cry from that. And, you know, Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, some of these draft picks from Ryan Poles contributed to that. But I just think where they're at right now, because they've had such good fortune on the offensive side, right, where they lucked into Caleb Williams. You still don't, you know, you got Roma Dunze, but, you know, everybody thinks he's a savior. My man hasn't played yet, right? So you want to be healthy. Colston loved him. Sure, he came on as of late because Ben Johnson wanted to prove something. So the offensive side, they need to address. I don't know. What do you think? 312-644-6767. When you're thinking about this Bears defense, do you think the Bears are going to get it right? Like, in your mind, what you want this Bears defense to be? Or do you think they're going to get it wrong? The draft is coming up. All I kept hearing people say is, oh, Ozzie Chipillo's knee. Braxton Jones, free agent. Theo Benedict, who? Bears got to go offensive lineman at 25. Huh. Then you heard, best available. Now it's Tremaine Edmonds is going to get cut. Maybe you need a linebacker there. I can't put my finger on it. But I'm curious, again, what your thoughts are. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. 630 says they got it right on offense last year. Yeah, they did. They sure did. You want to know what they got right? Ben Johnson. That's how they got the offense right.
Yep.
Fixed the offensive line and got Benny J over there. So, you know, I'm here for all of that because I think that's, you know, what this Bears team needs to do. And, you know, on the defense side of the ball, you just saw how good Seattle and New England was. And you thought to yourself, okay, the Bears have, there's a gap there between the Bears and what they are. But, man, I don't know.
Well, I think the biggest thing, too, we could look at all the players they do or don't have, but they are not going to have 33 turnovers next season. And that was a large part of their success. I'll still say they have at least one a game, but I'm going to call it that number to no more than 25. So I'm going to say between like 20 and 25. And that, you're talking about Gabe averaging two a game to one, maybe one and a half. That's a pretty significant number. And they won them a handful of games last season.
Yeah, I think the natural next step in a defense, right, where I think it's obviously a great point and one that statistically is likely that they'll have less than a record-setting, you know, year of turnovers. But let's not forget, a punt can be just as good as a turnover, right? If I stop you on a three and out and you got to punt me the ball, it is essentially a turnover, right? You're giving me the ball without having had the opportunity to score. And so I think in an evolution of a defense, that's where you're going to want to go, where, okay, you didn't get the turnover, because maybe they weren't so pass happy against you, but you got the ball back, right? So then the number might go down to 22, 23, but your defense has become more efficient. And I think that's the goal of the Chicago Bears, where they're not turnover dependent, right? Where they are leaning on other aspects of the game. And, you know, hopefully, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, you only got free agency and the draft. That's it to fix this defense. And if you're, you know, if TJ Edwards isn't going to start the year because of his fibula, and Noah Sewell's out for a year because of his Achilles, and Tremaine Edmonds getting cut, you traded up in the draft, or you know, you overdrafted Ruben Hippolyte, and he barely made it onto your like special teams unit.
And one or maybe two game hero, DeMarco Jackson, are you looking at as a potential starter?
Oh my God, no. Right. So again,
I'm just saying.
So again, you only have the draft and you only got free agency. So how are you going to fix this group? And that's why I say I don't think the Bears are going to get it right. I do not think the Bears are going to get it right this year on defense. And it's going to be tough. All right. We're going to take a break. And on the other side, speaking of defense, I need my Bears fans out there to answer this question for me, because We all have Super Bowl aspirations for this Bears team, right? A couple games away from the Super Bowl this year. You feel like there should be growth on top of last year's success. So here's the question I have for you. What do the Bears need in order to be Super Bowl contenders? You loved what you saw last year. You loved Caleb Williams. But there's a gap. There was a gap there, right? So what do the Bears need in order to be Super Bowl contenders? They weren't at the end of last year, but they have to make some. And we've been talking about a lot of different things. But what is that for you when you're thinking about this Bears squad? 312-644-6767 is Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. And your phone calls are next about your Chicago Bears, all right? 312-644-6767 is Gabe Ramirez right here on 104.3 The Score.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
What are you looking for from some of these defensive line prospects?
Yeah, motor, relentlessness, violence, explosive. And then I just want to continue to improve our defensive speed. I think we saw that a little bit in Green Bay and some of the games down the stretch. I want to improve our defensive speed overall. So those are some of the factors.
Ryan Pohl is talking about the defense of the Chicago Bears and how he wants to improve the speed of it. And I'm sure you can do that on multiple ways via the draft. And, of course, free agency. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score. And we're talking about just that, this defense. I don't necessarily have faith that the Bears are going to get it right. And what I mean by that is not that they're going to make some mistakes. They're going to draft the wrong people. But just what I want this Bears defense to be, it's not going to be that this year. I think they're going to need one more year of moving bodies and trying to get the right people into place in order to do that. But I'm curious what your thoughts are. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. Let's go to Jamal out in Waukegan. Jamal, when you're thinking about this Bears defense, are you confident that they can get to that elite level next year?
I'm confident they can do it, but it's not going to be through the draft.
Okay.
They're really going to rely on that coaching staff to really pull it together and get the best out of those guys that they already drafted on the trenches and on the defensive trenches. They need to go into that draft and they need to find some ball coverage. You know what I'm saying? The middle of the field and that back end of the field is where they need to be looking for some back end help. They need, in the offseason, they need to really look at Joe Tooney to fill in and plug up that offensive line. You need to, Trent Williams, what am I saying? Trent Williams.
Okay.
You need to go for the biggest free agent up front there is.
Yeah, on the offensive side, obviously you want to shore up the left tackle position. Jamal, we saw what happened last year. It was a kind of like a carousel, right? What started off is Braxton Jones, then Theo Benedict, Ozzie Trapillo, and you even had Joe Tooney at one point playing on the left side. So, you know, you want them to do it, but it's been an area of concern. But I think everybody talks about the trenches, right? And then you talk about developing players. Javon Dexter is a guy that they should have been developing, But now Ryan Poles is talking about he's taking phone calls because people are calling because they're interested in him.
Of course they are. Javon Dexter is not a bad player at all. With that rotation, you know, he's getting pressure still. The Bears may be giving up 5 yards a run, but teams aren't taking off. So Javon Dexter is still a good player. You know what I'm saying? Now, you might be moving on from an Andrew Billings. Now, we're talking about best player on the board. We really don't have to see what's going on at 25. There ain't nobody defensive tackle, nose tackle that's going to be a body that's really plugging anything up like that. Now, you can definitely add something in the mix, but I wouldn't do it at 25. I'm looking at best player available, but you need to go somebody, you know, who really understands football on the back end of that ball because, you know, we have a lot of injuries there and we need ball coverage.
Yeah, I mean, this
is... You're supposed to have an A1 five-star coaching staff. They really need to show what's going on with that defensive line. And another year where you were investing so much in veterans and drafting already.
Yeah, Jamal, you know, Andrew Billings is a free agent right now, only 30 years old. Damn, been in the league for 10 years. Chris Williams, the guy who they got a tail in the last year, free agent. I'm going through linemen that are free agents, right? We got Dominique Robinson, Daniel Hardy, and that's it. So, I mean, they're going to have to bring some new bodies in, as you're mentioning. But the guys that they're losing, and Joe Tryon, Chirinka, the guy that they got at the end of last year from Cleveland, you know, these are not guys that are world beaters, but they're going to have some dollars to kind of, you know, spread it around. Are you confident? Do you think this Bears defense will look the way you want it to look come next season?
I'm not too confident, but one thing for sure, I know they're going to find a way to make it happen.
The offense is going to do its job, huh, Jamal?
I said
the offense is going to do its job, huh? Caleb Williams is going to score points, right, with Ben Johnson there?
Absolutely. That's what we brought him here for. And he's already done a hell of a job.
All right,
Jamal. Better best going to stand the test of time.
That's right. Until we get there, I appreciate the call, Jamal. Thanks for calling in. 312-644-6767. Let's go back out to the phone lines. We got Brandon out in Morton Grove, up north. Brandon, maybe we went from the south side to the north side. What's that? Or excuse me, from up way up north to just a little bit closer to the city. Brandon, what's going on, brother?
What's good, Gabe? Thanks for taking my call, man. Appreciate you doing these overnights, and hopefully what I'm about to say will give you some energy to carry you all the way through the night, man.
Oh, man, I'm ready for this. It sounds like a cup of coffee I need. What's up?
All right, so first we're going to go offensively, and then we'll go on the defensive side, all right?
All right.
So the Chiefs want to draft Jeremiah Love, right? We can't let that happen, man. You need to package DJ Moore to the Giants or the Browns. They already got Judkins, Scadaboo, with a second-round pick or something, because you saw what Gibbs did in Detroit. He's already a borderline Hall of Fame talent. What's the best way to combat, a weaker defense? Possessing the ball, running the ball, right? Mm-hmm. So you give the other team less opportunities. And, you know, the Bears, you know, we had Sweetness. And, you know, I just think that if we got him, he would electrify this town, man. And pairing him with Caleb Williams, man, that would be I think we'd be one of the top teams in the league. You can't let Mahomes get this guy. We need to do whatever we can to try and
let me slap the reality dose onto us, which is you're talking about trading up to get a top 10 pick. You want to trade into the top 10? Because that's where he's going.
They were talking about doing that with Genty, right, last year.
And they were already up there, though. They were already close to the top 10. I mean, they were sitting at 10 or 11.
DJ Moore is one of the top receivers in the league. And then even if you give him a second-round pick, from this year, maybe we'll get the picks we were supposed to get from, Atlanta. And then you're looking at a deep defensively side of the ball draft. And, you know, you could even throw in a next year first round or two. I mean, this guy is probably a generational talent. And, you know, on the defensive side, I wanted to get your opinion of Jacob Rodriguez. He has a propensity to turn the ball over, you know, with the peanut punch, intercepting. He's got a high IQ, was an ex-QB, and he might be available in the later in the draft as well. And then you got this kid, Ahmed Moses, over in SMU. He's a really good safety that might fall as well. So, and, you know, we were hurt last year on the defensive side of the ball. We had a lot of injuries. So I think that the guys that were injured are going to make a comeback, and we just need to go all out. Ben,
well, who on defense that you think is coming back from injury?
Kyler.
Okay.
I mean,
how many games is he going to give you next year, you think? Don't say 17.
Hopefully at least 12 to 15.
Okay. I'll take 12 to 15, Kyler Gordons. I'll take that. I'll say this. You know, when you're talking about, you know, Jacob Rodriguez, sure, you know, I'm here for him. You know me. I'm here for the some way you got a little easy at the end of your name. I'm here for it, no matter what that is. And I'm here for him being Chicago Bear. I think, obviously, when you're looking at the safety position, there's going to be value there. Come fourth round, you might – mess around and get a start. I think Eddie Jackson was a fourth rounder, right? But I think he was dealing with injury with Alabama. So I think that's why he dropped to the fourth round. But you can find guys like that in the fourth round. No doubt about it. Starting safeties for sure right there. I think when you're talking about first, second, third round picks, you know, where are you going? You got to go linebacker. If you're giving up $15 million, it's because you need another stud that you can potentially pay $15 million to in 4 years when the rookie contract is up. So it's that. I asked the question earlier, Brandon. I said, or I made the statement that I don't think the Bears are going to get it right on defense this year. Do you agree with that statement? Because I see you throwing out a lot of different positions and some rookies, but I'm curious if you think that the unit itself will be shored up by then.
Man, I have faith in DA, man. Honestly, I think he schemes his players really well. You know, you saw that in the playoff game. What were we short of in against the Rams? Swift couldn't get in the end zone inside 5 yards. What's the difference maker in that situation?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Ben Johnson's supposed to scheme you up, though. You know? Benny J, the magician.
He loves running the ball, right? We have a great offensive line.
Let's be very fair. Don't you think, not that he fell in love with, but he kept trying to hammer home the run. Next year, it won't be that. Next year, he'll have more faith in Caleb Williams to throw the ball inside the 20-yard line where, what, 70% of the time he was running the ball instead of letting Caleb have it? So I think it was just more so like trying to minimize potential damage. And I think next year, he might have more faith in Caleb to where you won't need to, you know, run the ball first two times or first three times with – you know, Swift, in order to put you in a better position.
I think that the league is leaning towards running backs. You look at who won these past couple years, Saquon in Philly, Kenneth Walker with Seattle. I'm telling you, man, he's a three-down back, and he gives me Adrian Peterson vibes, you know, when he's gets out in space, and then he can cut it back like Barry Sanders, man. I'm telling you. We need to do what we can to move up to try and get this guy before the Saints or the Chiefs, man.
All right.
We need to get the draft done.
Brandon, there's zero. I know. Brandon, my producer, just went in my ear and said, no chance. That's because, I mean, it's like, that's what you're thinking about. But here's some silver lining, Brandon. It's like, okay, Jeremiah Love, we know, obviously, he's in a class of his own, and he will go top 10 to somebody, right? But at 25, I know Ryan Poulter said best available. At 25, you're going to get the second best running back in the draft. I'm just saying, second best. No one's taking a running back. Can I interest you in a Nicholas Singleton? Maybe if you like Notre Dame, a Jadarian Price, you know?
All right, that's acceptable right there. That's acceptable.
So you are a Notre Dame fan. That's what it sounds like, Brandon.
Man, I just watched them this year, and just how they, you know, like got better throughout the year. You know, it just like he was such a difference maker, and man, I just really think that he would fit well in Ben's offense. You know, because you see how what Gibbs did for Detroit. You know what I mean?
Of course. Listen, I would love the same to happen for the Chicago Bears, especially, you know, DeAndre Swift could be a cap casualty as well. If the Bears feel so inclined to go get a running back in the draft, you know, they could save a couple of dollars with him also. Hey, Brandon, I appreciate you, man, as always, calling in, brother. So next time you hear me on the radio, you know what it is. Phone lines will be open for you.
All right, for sure. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Always. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score, taking your phone calls. And this is really what we're discussing, right? We're at the point of the year. The combine has started. How do the Bears get better? Yes, we can bicker about the stadium as much as we want. And I told you guys, it's going to be in Arlington Heights. I don't know. We can argue all you want. The big boy, you know, I'll tell you before we get back out to the phone lines, Mark Carroll Stream, getting to you in a second. I'll never forget going to Miami for a bachelor party. I was young, in my early 20s. And I was going with a bunch of older guys. I worked with them, so they just, you know, whatever. And we're in Miami, and we're gambling. And this one dude just kept on winning. Like, winning everybody's money. And we were chilling, and I'm like, damn, bro, you keep winning. And he's like, nah, Gabe. He goes, when you got the most money, you always win because you just keep gambling until you win it back. Think about that. If you got the money, right? Like, let's say we're playing, you know, high card. Me and you, we're playing high card. And I'm like, all right, $10. And you're like, okay. And then I lose. And I'm like, $20. I lose again. I'm like, $40. I lose again. $80. I lose again. I'm like, all right, bro, this one's for $160. And you're like, all right. And then you lose. And then now I'm back. And I could win because I got enough money to keep going with you forever. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll never forget that in over here. So, you know, when you're talking about, you know, this Bears team, it's like, you know, if you got the assets, you got the riches, you can win.
You put a topic in my mind here that's not related to the whole thing you just said, but speaking of like other cities,
sure.
Early intel on the next road trip for the Bears game next year. What do you think?
It's already, you know, I'm sad to say this, but it's looking like Seattle.
Oh,
Bears road trip to Seattle, but then they won the Super Bowl, and now the tickets are going to be higher. So, but it's still looking like Seattle.
It is interesting because I think based on the math and the timing, they do play in Miami this year. Funny enough,
yeah. No, we play Miami, and the thing is, like my family, my stepfather, who's raised me since I was five, and I call him my dad, especially because I have a 5 year old now, and I see how little 5 years old is, and I'm like, damn, you raised me since I was five. Dad status. We have family in Miami. So we're in Miami all the time. So it wouldn't be like a cool thing for me because I do it so often. So it's like more like a last second resort. For those of you that don't know, my family and I, we go to a different Bears stadium.
Or how about I look up the Bears road schedule this year and present you with some options?
I already know what it is.
Oh, you do?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Miami and Seattle were the top two choices that we had. All the other stadiums we had gone to already.
Gotcha.
So that's why those were the only new stadiums we hadn't gone to yet.
All right. Here's one more quick question. Then, out of the three divisional teams, which stadium did you visit last?
Well, I've still yet to go to Green Bay.
You haven't been to Lambeau yet.
I've never been to Lambeau, and I'm waiting for the Bears to be significantly better so that I can go up there and get a victory.
Now's the time.
That's what I've waited 20 years.
Here we go.
But the last one I went to, I've gone to both the old and new Viking stadium.
Oh, you have been to the new Viking stadium.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same here.
Because just when you're starting off these road trips, and this is for my young guys, my fellas that are out there, my 20-year-old fellas that are out there, when you start going on these road trips, you're going to want to go locally first because you don't want to spend, I mean, you probably don't have the money to go fly to Miami or
only
whatever.
Only other NFL stadium I've been to is the U.S. Bank Stadium out in Minnesota.
Right, and because you can drive there. And that's why we started going initially to Detroit because it's 4 hours away. We were going to Cincinnati because it's 4 hours away. We went to Minnesota. It's an eight-hour drive. So that's where we would go to start things off. And then, you know, you realize like, okay, you're making it an annual thing and you got to just save up some money. That's what you got to do. But maybe we'll be watching a better defense when we go on the road to go see this Bears play. Curious what you think. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Mark out in Carroll Stream. So, Mark, you got a question about this Bears defense. Shoot.
Yes. You know, growing up, always been a Bears fan. And always said, never really trust in the Bears. I'm a little younger, but seeing Ben Johnson and then Caleb Williams, and he's improved every year. The offense has improved. I have trust in the Bear and Ben Johnson to control the team. It's just the question I have is, there's too many questions on the free agency, and then the dead cap space with DJ Moore is who we're drafting, and then Max Crosby, and then where's the money going to be with the defense? I do trust what the Bears are going to do with the defense. Is just I think the unknown is the biggest question. What we're going to do with the DJ Moore, the trades, the draft, and the money. How did I not see this?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously there's so many different directions they can go in, right, Mark? I don't know. Do we want to cut off Mark from the alcohol or from the phone call? Which one? Which one are we going to cut him off from? I like it. I think I'm here for it. Listen, the best conversations are had over some beers. Let's be very clear. Like the best debates, the best everything. Like this is when you're really did you ever hear the one where, like back in the day, you know, Greek philosophers and lawmakers, they had to come up with a law when they were sober and then drink and then talk about it again. And if it made sense when they were drunk and sober, then it became something that was passed. And so this is no different, Mark. Mark, I'm pretty sure you said what direction do you want this Bears team to go in with free agency? I think it's going to be a hodgepodge. It's going to be a mix of two. They're going to have to it's a game. That's what we're learning. Ryan Poles is being very transparent, Mark. This is a game he has to play. And what once was as simple as use all your resources to bring in the best players you can find has now become, we have good players here now, but some of them make more than they should. We have to cut people in order to make dollars, room for other players. Like now he's playing the actual GM game, where before his GM role was make this roster better because it sucked. And now it's better, and now his job as a GM is make it even better, but with more constraints. Does that make sense, Mark?
Oh, yeah. I love Ryan Poles in the situation. He has to be that GM. He has to be that step into that role of make this team what it deserves to be.
Yeah, it's like that. So let's say the 25th pick in the draft, Mark, you're sitting right next to Ryan Poles. You're the new Ian Cunningham. What position are you drafting at 25?
Like I said, I was in the 104.3 a lot. Guys say linebackers. Mully loves linebackers. Like defense, like it. That's the thing, I don't get paid enough to do this role. I got my own job, but I have trust. I have trust in this team now.
What do you do for a living, Mark?
I'm a warehouse manager.
And you know what? If your boss came to you and said, hey, a-hole, I need your opinion right now. Bears are on the clock. Who are they taking?
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
That's above my pay grade.
No, that's not what you would tell your boss, Mark. He says, if you don't tell me this, you're going to get fired, Mark. I need this right now.
I'm a linebacker.
There we go. That's all we wanted.
I'm a linebacker. Give me a good linebacker.
I like it. Thanks for the call, Mark. That's what you really need. This is Chicago, or as Tremaine Evans would say, and DJ Ferris, this Chicago. And in Chicago, you got to have good linebacker play. And if you have the opportunity at 25 to grab someone that can make a huge difference, you know, when you go to Mel Kiper's mock draft to somebody that, you know, I think a lot of us respect. There's so many people making mock drafts. I'd rather go to a Mel Kiper one that knows what's going on there. There's some linebackers surrounding the 25th pick of the Chicago Bears that could potentially make a difference there. I mean, you know, C.J. Allen from Georgia, if he drops down to 25, somebody, you know, I'm throwing out names because that's what this is this time of year. If you're a casual Bears fan, not casual, if you're a real Bears fan, and you don't watch college football like most Chicagoans don't, then you just want to hear like a name or two. You know what I mean? It's like one or two names. C.J. Allen, if he drops, get him. There you go. That's a linebacker for you that you would want to have in those situations.
I'm absolutely on board with the Jacob Rodriguez train. If he is still available, mid-second round might be where he falls, but if he's still up at, what was it, like 57 or wherever they're picking, I think you take him.
You got to. Mason Thomas, outside linebacker from Oklahoma.
I saw him run the 40 earlier today.
Look good. That's what I'm saying. So linebacker position at 25, you're going to get a premium, and that's really what it boils down to, right? At 25, is what's going to be available the second best linebacker, the second best running back, the sixth best offensive tackle? And that's when you got to make your decisions, right? You're not going wide receiver. You know, are you going to get the fourth best defensive tackle or defensive lineman, sixth, seventh best defensive lineman? Then you go linebacker. You got to go linebacker. The second best linebacker in the draft, you get your paws on him. It'll be interesting. All right, but what do you think the Bears should do? We're talking about that, right? You're the Bears. Is it linebacker for you? Are you leaving this defensive line open that you've been complaining about for 2 years now? Or you're leaving, well, you say the Bears got to win the trenches. And now you're going to go linebacker at 25? 312-644-6767. Taking your thoughts on the direction the Chicago Bears take. Are they going to get the defense right next year as well? I cannot wait to hear what you have to say. Again, 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on 104.3 The Score.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.